Sylvia Anderson likes to do that, put finer points on things, especially where her youngest child is concerned. Like when she tells me the reason I rarely see my brother Joe, despite us living two suburbs apart, is because his wife Rachel finds me cold. Never mind that Rachel gives Emmy Award-winning performances of geniality only when Sylvia is around, or that Joe and I just don't have much in common these days. A woman emerged from a door at the front of the room. She wore a grey ISEC shirt, and her black hair was pulled back in a tight bun. She stood at the front of the room and waited for silence. She didn't wait long. "I'm Captain Amanda Stover. Welcome to the Sleipnir. The tablets you've been given are loaded up with basic information about the ship and its operations." Every tablet in the room switched on, displaying, "Please enter your full name." Nobody beats cancer. Not the way we think, anyway. If you are lucky, you survive and feel grateful for it. But nobody wins against the disease and is able to gloat about what an easy opponent it was. Anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer knows how quickly it is possible to go from being healthy to being desperately ill, and just feels lucky to have survived.
"It was a nice plaza, and built just across the street from a small beach, a lagoon, and the big, blue, beautiful ocean. They liked to shop with their mum, but today was different." Jimmy mumbled as they walked. "Another shoe store. Oh, look, more dresses, pots and pans. Just what I need.